Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Now that is the sound of a hedge being laid with an axe. And if you don't know what that involves, our reporter Maura Fay has been to the All-Ireland Hedge Laying Championships to find out more. And she joins us now. We're already intrigued, Maura. Will you tell us what this is all about?
So the All-Ireland Hedge Laying Championships, this year's championships mark the 20th anniversary of the Hedgerows or Ireland organisation. And it took place last Saturday at Milland House Stud near Monasterevin in Kildare. There are 15 competitors taking part in the event, which celebrates the centuries-old skill. Hedge laying is a traditional farm management technique that was originally developed as a way of keeping livestock in fields before fencing posts and barbed wire were a thing. And as we all know, hedgerows are now a big part of Ireland's biodiversity. I spoke to one of the competitors at the event, Eamon McLaughlin from Tinamook, Tubber, County Offaly. He's also a farmer, and he explained to me the history of hedge laying in Ireland.
Well, I saw hedge laying about 40 years ago, done by my father on our own farm at home. It was a regular thing to do. Everybody could hedge lay.
And would have hedge laying been very common in Ireland years ago?
Oh, yes, absolutely. See, this new, the stakes and wire is only a new thing in rural Ireland. You know, 60 or 70 years ago, there was no such thing as, you had to fence. If you had animals breaking out through a hedgerow, you went with a billhook and you laid over the stem into the opening of the hedge, and the hedge was secure again. So when you could go and buy stakes and wire, you didn't need to do the hedge laying, you know. So this is why it sort of died out or whatever, do you know?
Yeah, it's not something farmers typically do. It's more hedge cutting is done now with tractors and big machines, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, absolutely. This tradition of hedge laying is almost died out. But we're running classes and we're trying to revive the art of hedge laying.
And is there much financial supports to encourage farmers to lay their hedges, or supports through agri-environment schemes?
There is, yeah, there is. That's one of the options in the new acre scheme. So it's fairly well paid. It's fairly well paid, you know. But it must be done right. It has to be done by hand. Either chainsaw, axe, billhook, handsaw. It has to be done right. You can't just burst them over with a digger, as some people are doing, unfortunately. That is not hedge laying. It's not hedge laying.
And if a hedge is properly laid, do you think it brings a lot of wildlife back into a farm?
Yes, it does, absolutely. Because each stem that's laid over is horizontal, so automatically it'll encourage the birds to go in and nest in that, on that branch or whatever. And it's secure as well. There's that much regrowth in the hedge after hedge laying, so the nest is secure. And all the stems that's laid over will produce berries that autumn. So there's no such thing as killing the hedge. You're rejuvenating the hedge, and also you're bringing the hedge growth to the base of the hedge again, which is crucial in a hedgerow.
And is it just birds that live in hedges, or is there other Irish wildlife?
There's everything. 70% of the birds live in the hedgerows in Ireland, and then all the other insects, beetles, everything that eats fruits, nests, shelters. Everything is enhanced by the good hedge or a laid hedge.
That's Eamon McLaughlin, and he's a fountain of information. I'm trying to get my head around this. I think I saw it on Clarkson's farm, actually.
That's it.
Did
yeah.
I?
Yes.
Okay, so they're bending the hedge to fill the gap. Is that how they do it?
Yeah, so they cut the hedge and it tilt the hedge maybe by 30 degrees or 45 degrees angle, and then that encourages growth to the base, to thicken the base of the hedge.
But you have to know how to cut it so that the growth continues. Isn't that
exactly
the skill?
Yeah, that is it, yeah.
Okay, all right, we've got our heads around it now. So why can't they just let the hedge grow wild rather than doing this very skilled job?
So that's something I spoke to one of the judges at the competition about. Nigel Adams is a hedge layer and a hedgerow consultant from England, and I asked him what the purpose of hedge laying is.
If we just let a hedge grow up and up and up and away, it will become a line of trees. It may start to fall over. We're rejuvenating a hedge. We're encouraging new growth from the base at the same time as making this thick, dense wildlife habitat.
Is this a hard skill to learn, how to, lay a hedge?
Well, I know the Irish Hedge Association offer courses on learning hedgerows, learning hedge laying, I beg your pardon. But then, of course, it's experience. It's like any skill. You keep at it, and it's kind of addictive. You know, people feel great. If you were here at the end of the day, it just looks like a big overgrown hedge at the moment. But at the end of the day, it'll look beautiful. And there's not many jobs today, I don't think, where you can look back at the end of the day and be proud of what you've done. But definitely hedge laying is one of these things. People, they have a wonderful sense of satisfaction. It's healthy, it's out in the fresh air, you're achieving something.
With the advent of more wire fencing and electric fencing, is this a skill that do you think that is in danger of being forgotten?
Certainly, I can speak for the UK that we nearly lost hedge laying in sort of 60s and 1960s and 70s. They were tearing out hedges, they were getting grants to do it. We forgot the services that hedgerows give us, really. And then hedge laying, you know, but there's a trend, isn't there, to get back to the traditional, and certainly that's taken off. We were extremely fortunate in the UK. Believe it or not, the then Prince of Wales, it's his hobby. And he's patron of our National Hedge Laying Society. Obviously, since he's got promotion, he doesn't do too much hedge laying himself, but he was a keen hedge layer, and he probably every winter he might have got 150, 200 metres done. So we've had him as patron, and that's made a real big boost to the interest in hedge laying. We're always oversubscribed for lessons. People, you know, it's that feel-good factor, isn't it? It's a mental health thing. It's all sorts of things. Getting into the flow of concentrating on what you're doing. Look at these people here. They're down on their hands and knees, and they're focused just on what they're doing. And that, you know, and at the end, they'll feel this sense of pride as well.
You're judging the work that's going on today. As a judge, what are you looking for?
So we have about four or five categories, which each score, let's say for the sake of argument, 20 points. So I will look at the quality of the cut. I don't want it to be jagged and torn. I want it to be nice and smooth. So I'll give marks out of 20 for that. Later on in the day, they'll be putting vertical stakes, hazel stakes, which we bring from somewhere else. They'll be knocking in vertical stakes along the hedge through which they weave the branches. So I'll be looking at the straightness of the stake line. Then on top, most of them will do something we call top binding. Now that's these long, thin lengths of willow, and we do a kind of plaiting along the top. That's not alive, but that keeps it down. So they'll get marks for this binding, as we call it, and then there'll also be marks for the general appearance. So marks out of that, and you know, hopefully the winner will stand out. Or of course, it could be really close, and I've got the nasty job of deciding who's the winner.
Nasty Nigel II, who's mad into it, isn't he?
He is very enthusiastic.
So listen, are we to take it then that if Britain's King Charles can do this, that anyone can do it?
I think so, Claire. So there are all age ranges and genders and people from different backgrounds taking part in the championships on Saturday. And there are some experts on hand giving demonstrations and advice. Lucy Cowles is a full-time professional hedge layer. Lucy can lay 10 metres of a straightforward hedge in an hour. But if it's an old gnarly hedge, she told me it could take a whole day to lay 5 metres of hedgerow. I asked her what her process is for laying a hedge.
I begin by looking at the hedge and deciding what the hedge wants to do. Because they all want to lay in different directions, and I'm not the sort of woman who wants to fight with my hedge. I want to work in collaboration with it. So I usually approach the hedge first and I have a good look at it, what the structure's like. And then I clean it. So this is the biggest housekeeping job in the world. I clean the hedge out. So anything that's facing the wrong direction gets cut out. Anything that's on the floor in my way gets cut out, and I make a nice tidy pile at the side so that I don't get any thorns in my feet or in my knees. And then you start with the first pleacher. So the first pleacher is that white cut you see there. You do that with the axe, and then you can hear what the wood wants to do. So once you've cut enough into the wood, it'll kind of give a cracking sound, and you know then you're ready to fold it over. So again, it's all about kind of listening and feeling what the wood wants to do. Because if you go too far, you'll just snap it off. So I cut it, I listen to where it is, and then I just feel for it and twist it into the hedge at 45 degrees, or depending on what height I want to get the hedge at. But let's say this is about 45 degrees. I fold it over at 45 degrees, and then I get two little twigs and I hold it in that position. And then I do the next one. And then I do the next one. So mine is usually, I do a cross pattern. So one goes in first, the other one goes on the top, and then the other one goes on the top. And for me, I find that gives a really nice, dense pattern rather than laying all the hedges, all the stems at the front.
There are a lot of novices competing here today. Would you say that anyone could learn to lay a hedge?
Absolutely. Well, I was a novice once upon a time, and I went along to my local volunteer group and I had a go, and for me it took me out of my head, out of my busy schedule, and it was just that half a day when it was my time, I could come here, forget about everything. So I would encourage everybody to come out. It might not be for everybody, but you don't know until you try.
Was she and all of them, were they wearing gloves doing that?
Oh, you'd need to wear gloves, definitely, yeah.
You cut the hands off yourself.
Yeah, there was a hawthorn hedge, so definitely, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Now, who won?
So this year's winner, the overall champion, was Brendan Redden. Overall runner-up was Robert Hogg. Best novice was Darren McDonald. And best beginner pairs went to Mary and Declan Jones. And if people want to learn more about hedge laying or maybe do a course in it, check out the Hedgerows Ireland website. It's www.hedgerows.ie. There's lots of more information on there.
You can have a look on hedgerows.ie and maybe find a course, which we heard about earlier, learn how to do it and forget the barbed wire and the stakes.
Yeah, it's very mindful now activity to do. So
I can imagine it is. You know, it mightn't be for everybody, as Lucy was saying, but if you did like it and enjoy it, it sounds like a lovely way to while away an afternoon.
Absolutely.
Maura, thank you very much. That's our reporter, Maura Fay. Now, still to come on the programme, what's going to happen at Manchester United as the net closes in on manager Erik ten Hag? We'll hear about that. And consultant dermatologist Dr. Rosemary Coleman will be here to take your questions and tell us about this new phenomenon known as puffy face. Find out all about that after 11. Coming up next, though, we're going to get some answers on inheritance tax with expert Andrea McNamara. That's after this break.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.